y'all be having bad days and wondering why. Like, did you even hop out the bed and turn your swag on? Matter of fact, did you look in the mirror and say what's up? Are you getting money? No? Oh.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
They should just rip up all the carpet, have it be
hardwood
floors.
Two by fours.
They can just pour some like oil on it. Like
2x4s. Yes. Glossy Murphy's oil. And that costs money too. Just have the kids piss on it. I'll send blue over. She'll make that wood change a different color.
Just in 1 week.
Yeah. In 1 week, it'll be that beautiful dark glow you're looking for.
Beautiful pea yellow.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
To the commercial break. I'm Brian Green. This is my best friend and beautiful co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. I played the air horn noise for all of you that are hungover from Halloween. Happy day after Halloween. I have 12 to 16 children, so I did not have as interesting of a night as you, so I feel I need to inflict pain upon your ears because you had fun and I didn't. So there you go.
That's never a painful noise to me.
Prove it. Prove it.
Unless I guess you're at a death conference.
Yeah, unless you're at a podcast conference where someone's talking about the death of their mother, and then all of a sudden it's like...
Yeah.
it's the most inappropriate thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Prove it! I was just sharing with Chrissy about this. One of the funniest stories I've ever heard or been a part of in my life, and I know this may sound trite and ridiculous, but it's kind of funny.
Ever?
Ever. But I always say that, so there's really no weight to that. When you say everything is the best or everything is the thing or everything is the ever. So anyway, you get it. I use a lot of adjectives. They're not usually true. So I have a brother. He goes to a Christmas party and he gets high and dry, as people do.
It's
at
a Christmas
parties. That's right.
Karaoke.
Kakioki, the whole nine yards, right?
People are getting handsy. Drinks are flowing.
Drinks are
flowing. I don't
think
they do those as much anymore. But that was the thing to do back in the day.
It was the thing to do. We've been a part of a few Christmas parties that got out of control.
Oh, God.
You know, like the bowling alley.
Yeah.
It's a perfectly wonderful place to have a Christmas party at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
When you got your brand new country western comedy star coming in to do the morning show and grope all the hotties.
That's right.
Let me sing your hits. what a hot mess that guy was.
We could do a whole episode on that guy.
We might do a whole episode on that guy. He's still around. He's still doing a morning show somewhere in the country, and he's still putting out, you know, Instagram videos and apparently music too.
Well, that's kind of what he was, right? Anyways, we won't.
He was like a comedy country star. He made funny, songs or whatever. But they weren't ever very funny, and neither was he. But I digress. That's a whole different animal altogether. So when
Christmas
he's up,
parties
Christmas
get
party.
Wild.
Brothers at the Christmas party.
Blue's at
the Christmas party. Blue thinks she's at a Christmas party. Making her 420th appearance on the 420th episode of The Commercial Break.
I came in today to the studio, just a side note.
Yeah.
And you've got some family in town.
Yes.
And the little one came in and Blue's barking. I'm like, Blue, it's okay.
Shut up.
And then all of a sudden that kid appears with no notice. All of a sudden he's just in front of me. I was like, hey.
He's got like military training on how to be quiet, because you're really right.
He was not there, and then he was there. I was like, hey.
One of my kid's cousins, he's like so quiet.
Stealth.
Yeah, he's stealth, but he'll just appear out of nowhere and he'll be like,
I know. I walked in, he wasn't there. I took my shoes off, I turned around, he's there.
Yeah.
Hi. And he goes, that dog likes a bark.
Yeah, he sure does. Where did you come from, by the way? I can hear Blue coming, but where did you come from? Exactly.
Yeah.
He's always been like that. It's a little, he's got a skill. I have a very highly tuned set of skills.
Walk quietly.
I know. So he's at the Christmas party. My brother's at the Christmas party. He's having a conversation with a girl who he butts heads with often in the office. And so you know how it is.
Well,
you know.
Christmas time is the time to air your grievances.
Absolutely. Just friends like become enemies. Seinfeld. Enemies become friends.
All Festivus. The, air your grievances.
All the office drama comes out. Yeah. You know how it is. You're trying to, you know, smooth things over. 16 shots of Jägermeister in, exactly. You know, which is never a great idea. But here's how the story rolls out, according to him. He's having this conversation. He's kind of got this person backed into a corner, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm not an asshole. I've always been nice to you. Yeah, you just misinterpret what I say." And she goes, "No, you're an asshole." His immediate response is, "Prove it! Prove it! Prove it! You can't prove it. You can't prove I'm an asshole. Prove it." So now he's asking for hard evidence that he's an asshole, right? And so
she's
right
now.
Yeah, right
as
now.
You're saying
here, this. You just said prove it when I called you an asshole. That makes you an asshole. And so the conversation dissipates. He's so hammered that he asks my fiance at the time, not Astrid, my ex-fiance, he asks us to come pick him up from the party, which we do. So it's like Friday night, 2:30 in the morning, you know, bar's closed. We pick him up outside the restaurant. He gets in the back of the car and he's like, "She couldn't prove it. She couldn't prove it, Brian." And I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And he's like, so he tells us the story, drunk, just hammered, just slurring all over the place. "This is sick and worse. He thinks I'm such an asshole. But I'm not an asshole. She couldn't prove it. I told her to prove it. She couldn't prove it. And that's proof. That's proof I'm not an asshole." To this day, we'll be on a T-box, right? There'll be a group of guys. We'll be on a T-box. One of my other brothers tells a story how he told this story to his friends, and now it's like lore in their friends group.
Right, prove it.
Yes, they'll be at a bar somewhere, and they'll be like, "Prove it! Prove it! You can't prove it. You know how to prove it." It's just like...
But anytime anybody says prove it...
Yes. It's already proof. There's already proof. There's
That's definitely like a... What do I mean by that? The statement, like a...
It's a defensive statement of guilt.
It is, like... Yeah. Yeah.
Prove it.
An aggressive statement.
Yeah, I know. It's so aggressive. Prove it.
I mean, unless you're talking about accounting.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the board at Enron.
Yeah, that's right.
You did...
Prove it!
Well, then they'll be like, "Okay, here are the numbers."
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we have the numbers. Yeah, you fucked up. Your projections were completely wrong, Brian.
That's the only time prove it works.
Your projections are completely off, Brian. Prove it! You can't prove it. Actually, you can prove it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only time prove it works.
I'm going to go work somewhere else now.
I mean, that's like, I can run a half mile. Prove it.
Yeah. Oh, I can run a half mile. In that case, you prove them wrong, right? But when someone calls you an asshole and your immediate response is, "Prove it! You can't prove it. You're not a prove it." It's like, dude. And I can only imagine how many other people were around watching this all go down. I mean, it's fine.
They didn't remember
over.
It.
No, they didn't remember it because I'm sure the Jägermeister. This was at a time when Christmas parties were really
wild.
Fucking raucous. Yeah, and I feel bad
wild.
For the younger generation who will never experience this.
Mm-mm.
No, never. They're never going to see a pair of tits Xeroxed
PC
on the scanner.
And, yeah, exactly. Somebody's butt.
I know. I'll never forget that one time that happened when we worked together. One time that happened, someone actually Xeroxed their tits and then they were passing around a picture of it. And I was like, I wouldn't do that for so many reasons, but I just wouldn't do that.
I never did that.
No, that was not you. Just to clarify. Prove it!
There's a proof.
There's a proof. I want to let me see your tits. These compare. I'm trying to identify these missing tits. Speaking of tits, Justin Timberlake has now turned off his Instagram commenting because of all the drama surrounding Brit. And so let's review some of the rumors that are out there from her book. And I say rumors because she wrote a book.
Prove it.
Exactly. But I mean, and I'm not like trying to defend Justin Timberlake.
I don't
have any particular affinity to Justin Timberlake. I don't care about him. Prove it. You can't prove it. But in her book, she suggests that Justin kind of forced her or pushed her or manipulated her into having an abortion after she found out she was pregnant when they had sex. That's revelation number one. Revelation number two, she wasn't a virgin when Justin and her had sex, which they had said famously on like a Diane Sawyer interview. And then Justin broke up with her via text message. She was generally just kind of a a schmo, right?
But a 19-year-old guy, I guess.
A 19-year-old schmo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's a you know, a 16-year-old girl, 17-year-old girl.
They were around the same age, I think.
Oh, were they?
Because they
oh,
were okay. on the Disney show together.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay,
but so maybe there was a little difference.
At 19 years old, the pure sum, the total yeah. of the things that I didn't know about life, but I thought I did, was immense. I mean, honestly, it's like Paul said.
Same.
You're still that age where you're scared of pussy. And it was true. Like, I didn't know shit. So breaking up.
You don't
via
know what you
lesson.
Don't know, and you don't know much.
Yeah, and you don't know much, but you think you do.
You, oh, you the, think you know oh, yeah. everything.
I know. The older I get, the more I realize how wrong I was about almost everything. Yet I just thought I knew everything. You couldn't tell me anything.
Yep. Don't tell me what to do.
He is so incensed, this group of Britney fans that have been following her since the beginning of her career or jumped on board when the conservatorship thing happened, and she got so much support and so much outreach. And what's clear is that Britney has been highly manipulated almost her entire life by those around her as just really a money-making machine, something to be protected, maybe mm-hmm. overprotected, or something to be used and abused for their own purposes.
Right.
And for that, I have an immense amount of empathy for
Absolutely.
Britney.
Yes.
What also seems clear to me as an outside observer, and the only reason that I'm even talking about this is because it is something that's being put out there for everybody to talk about.
Well, you put a memoir out.
Yeah, you put a memoir out. People are going to talk about it, right? That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. The only reason I talk about this, it also appears to me that Britney has some serious issues that need to be addressed. And I can only hope that she's getting the help that she needs. Justin, I'm not defending any of his actions because who fucking really knows what happened. But I'm just saying, he was a 19-year-old kid too. Like, they must have been confused and scared. They're
yeah.
some of the most famous people in the world at the time.
Yep.
You know, he just must be confused, scared, intimidated by all these things that are happening around him. And, you know, what two consenting adults choose to do about a pregnancy is what two consenting adults choose to do about a pregnancy.
Right.
Britney makes it sound like it was a little bit more, you know, he was a little bit more manipulative and forceful about the fact he did not want to have a child. He was not ready for pregnancy. He was not ready to have a baby with Britney. But, you know, when you're 19, I think that's a pretty normal reaction to have if you have your head on your, you know, shoulders whatsoever. You realize that having a child is an immense amount of responsibility. It's hugely scary, and it ties you to somebody for the rest of your life. They have the means to take care of the child? Of course they did. But
well, they should have had the means to prevent the pregnancy.
That's what I was thinking to myself. It's like, come on.
It's $5 for a box of condoms.
It's $5 for a
Send
box of condoms.
Send one of your assistants out to go get some. Use that.
Do the old Catholic mode.
I mean, anything.
Pull out. Yeah. Pull out, time it, whatever. And I agree with this. You're never going to stop people from having sex. You're not going to stop teenagers from having sex.
No.
Never going to happen. Even though something seemed to have worked because no one's having sex anymore. Maybe it's because no one sees each other
well,
in person.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't even
online.
Talk to each other.
You just have virtual sex.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
It's in nudes.
Meta dick.
It's in filtered nudes.
I'm going to get my meta dick and put it in your meta pussy. And yet another commercial break episode banned by Spotify. But seriously, fucking protect yourself. Don't put yourself in a situation. But I do get it. Accidents happen and shit happens, and they found themselves in a strange situation. But now Justin has turned off his comments on all his Instagram posts.
I would too, if I were him.
I might too. You know, it just goes to show that no matter how big and famous you are, it's still hurtful to read shitty things on the internet. Right?
Yeah.
I think that's why I'm glad that we've done. First of all, I'm glad we're on the commercial break where no one pays attention to the show.
Right.
And second of all, I'm glad that this is happening a little later in our life because I have the good sense to not fucking pay attention to the haters. Who cares? You're going to have haters. Just let them go. Don't read the negative comments, because you can read 30 great reviews about the commercial break or comments or text messages and from wonderful people that are saying really nice things and being very supportive. It's that one douche canoozle that writes in that you can never get out of your craw. It's that one guy who says Brian is unfunny, never lets Chrissy talk, and is ugly to boot. It's that one comment from that one guy, George H., on Apple that you can never forget.
George H.
George H. I don't know that that's his name. I'm just fucking
around. George Harrisonos.
George Harrisonos. George Harrison Hanasonos.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think when something like a big revelation comes out like that, you have to kind of go dark on social media. Otherwise, you're out there trying to defend yourself, and it's just, it's not going to work right now.
You know who I'm turning off Instagram? If I'm this person, I'm turning off Instagram comments is Will Smith. Wow. Jesus, he must be getting a shit fucking full of, you know, mouthful from everybody.
I mean,
I just still stand by the point that I think that this is a highly hurtful thing to just throw there in a book and then run around saying that you and your whatever he is, who are married, legally husband, have been separated for 6 years, and you find the best place and time to share that information with everybody is on a press tour for your new memoir. I'm sure that she talked to Will about it, but I just still find it. And I don't, by the way, I have no particular affinity for Will Smith either. He's not, I'm not a big fan of his acting. I don't care for him. I think what he did to Chris Rock was absolutely insane and asinine, but I also have nothing against the guy, right? I mean, generally have nothing against the guy. But when you have a wife who is just, I feel like marriage for me is like teamwork, right?
100%. You couldn't have said it better. Jeff and I are the same way. We're a team.
We're a team. And no matter on the worst day of my entire life, when I am the biggest asshole, when everybody hates me, when the chips are down, when I've done something really fucking shitty.
Fan.
Yes. You have one person. And if you have children, maybe you have a couple people or parents or whatever. We all know we have that one person. And in marriage, that person rises up straight to the top where they
got your back.
Inward and outwardly are saying, okay, we're a bonehead, but you're my guy. Like, yep. I got you, right? Yeah, I got you covered.
Of course.
And I just find that Jada sometimes seems to be that that piece is missing. And she feels like it's all fodder for her, you know, red table talks or her, you know, promotional appearances, whatever it is. As long as I can stick some more bait in the water, then everything is, you know, then everything is all good from a PR standpoint with me. But the guy who gets the shit end of the stick is not out there saying those
things. Just to be fair, I think I remember, and I don't watch her show, and I don't even know if it's still going. I think she might have stopped it. That one on Facebook.
The Red Table Talks?
Yes. Yeah. So, excuse me with my throat.
No problem. God. It's just a podcast.
It's the fall allergies.
No, it is. It's terrible. Yeah.
So, I think that she did bring it up on there, that they were separated.
Mm. She brought it up previous to the memoir.
I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, they made it seem like it was like this biggest news story that you need to cough here. I'll press mute for a second. You can cough. Go ahead. This cough break brought to you by Brian. Brian's not an asshole. You can't prove it.
Okay. Back.
Thank
back.
You. I think that Jada has the right to say whatever it is she wants to say about her perspectives and her own relationship and all that other stuff. I just doesn't feel very good to me. Like, it feels kind of shitty. And again, I have no particular affinity for these people or negativity toward these people. And I don't know Jaden Pinkett Smith all that
much.
Well,
that's what you have to learn from what you don't like. So
yeah.
Tell Astrid to never write a book.
or
start
her
own.
I never even thought about that. You know, it's like that girl who I continue to be bruised by from 50 years ago, however long I've been on this earth, when she said I was a bad kisser and told the whole school. You know, I thought we were a team. I thought we were a team in the back of that Mitsubishi van making out.
Team.
That's right. I didn't even go to second base. I was a gentleman. What was second
base?
You
were scared of second base.
Oh, I was scared of everything. Actually, by that time in my life, at 15 or 16 years old, I think I already had a little bit of experience under my belt. But apparently it didn't teach me anything because I wasn't a great kisser. Chrissy, I just want to be a good kisser.
Who was at 15 and 16?
I don't know. I remember,
again, it's subjective.
Totally subjective.
What I think would be a great kisser might not be.
Subjective up to a point. Do you remember we were watching that video one time?
No.
And that guy
subjected to a point.
Ate that girl's tongue? Do
yes,
you remember that?
That was
and that
bad.
Was the most disturbing thing
it was
in
so bad.
Sexual chemistry I have ever seen.
That was that Russian, the Ukraine.
Oh, Russian mail order bride movie that we watched. Yes. Which, by the way,
We watched the whole movie.
We watched an entire movie, and we got a lot of comments.
People
went and watched that entire movie because we broke it down.
Well, it was an interesting movie.
I don't know that we had to break down the entire
movie.
We
did the whole thing.
Yeah, but it was fun. Why not?
we didn't have any other content.
It was like, I just thought it'd be interesting. It was like an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000, broken into three long episodes where Chrissy and I drone on about how funny it is that these guys can get laid in any country, let alone the Ukraine.
That kiss, though, was bad.
Oh, that kiss was terrible.
And at the wedding.
Yeah, like, don't...
In front of everybody.
I mean, practice.
Yes.
Like, practice a little bit.
You practice to dance, you should practice to kiss.
That's, prove it. That's prove all it. I got to say. Prove it. Okay, we're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back. Prove it!
Yeah, Brian, we get it. But back to me. I mean, this TCB promo. Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3, and you might just hear yourself on the show. Want to text us instead? Lucky for you, we also have a number just for that. Text us at 855-TCB-8383 and give us compliments. You can also always go to tcbpodcast.com for all of our audio and video. Find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. And find us on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes. Now that that's done, let's listen to a few sponsors and get back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
All right, back from the commercial break. I wanted
where
to
where we proved it.
Where we proved it. We proved that we took a commercial break on the commercial break. Still trying to learn that. We're doing these live in the studio now.
Yeah.
And so if it sounds hiccupy sometimes, it's because Brian is in control. Prove it! You can't prove it. I wanted to share that I think this was a story a couple of years ago, but now it's like coming, making its way back around, that Steven Spielberg's daughter is going to be a porn star. She's going to star in porn movies. Do you remember this?
I do remember that.
She was like an OnlyFans model, I think, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, for a while. And now she's announced that she's going to be making a series of, you know, porn movies, like, you know, sex movies. Okay, great. Fantastic. However, yeah. You got to make your money. I mean, I wouldn't think you'd have to make any money when you're Steven Spielberg's daughter.
It's her art.
It's her art, and she feels very confident in her body and with herself, and she feels like this is her lot in life, and God bless, right? I have no qualms with it. I am extraordinarily
sex positive.
Accepting and sex positive, mm-hmm. and I think you should be able to do whatever you want. Her parents have been just as accepting and sex positive,
good
and they have
them.
Said she has...
Steve!
She's
Kate!
Got,
isn't
Steve
that
and
his
Kate.
Wife?
Yeah, it's Kate, yeah. But I don't know if this is... is this his daughter from Kate? I'm not sure this is his daughter from Kate.
I think
Kate.
You're right. I think it's some from another marriage or something.
Yeah, he was married to a black woman for a while, wasn't he? Dating a black woman for a while, because she looks to be, from my point of view, just from my eye, she looks like she is of mixed descent. Like mm-hmm. I think I remember Steven Spielberg was married to an African American woman for a while. But regardless, it doesn't fucking matter. The point is, this is a woman from another marriage, but Kate and Steve have been extraordinarily supportive of her, publicly saying, listen, she has a right to do whatever she wants. It's her body. It's her life. She can do whatever she wants, and we're proud of her, whatever she chooses to do, as long as it's not hurting anybody else and is legal.
Well, I mean, they're either going to say that, or they're going to be super pissed
super
and, like,
pissed.
Disown her, so... Might as well accept it. I guess it's already out there. The
totally.
Press and whatever.
So. Well, this brought up an interesting concept for me as a father,
sure.
right? How would, and Astrid and I have had some of these private conversations, because when you have children.
Not with the kids right now when they're four?
No, I didn't say, hey.
I'm glad they were in private.
I don't even want to know if I want to go down this improv road, right? But, you know, I haven't talked to my kid about porn movies yet. You know, porn acting as a...
You just said it was in private.
What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be Long Dong Silver. But I know, might know a kid who... whatever. Astrid and I have had these private conversations with each other, because when you have children, or before you have children, this is what you have. I hope that my child comes out with 10 fingers and 10 toes. I hope that everything's okay with them. I hope that, you know, whatever. You have these expectations for health and happiness in your child's life.
Sure, that
and
makes
you
sense.
Say to yourself, and of course you do, you mentally prepare yourself, if something should not be right after birth, we are going to love this child no fucking matter what. Because
right.
every child deserves love, no matter who they are, what they like, who they choose to have love with. It doesn't fucking matter. You just want your child to be happy. That's mm-hmm. it. That's it. You know, they have no hands and no toes. You just want them to be happy. That's it. Ah, However, there are also expectations that you put on your child's life when they're very young that may not come to fruition.
They're going
to
be a doctor.
Yeah, they're going to be a doctor. They're going to be a nurse. They're going to be
smart. They are.
Look how smart that kid is.
They are the smartest. They're in the top percentile.
He is definitely going to be doing heart surgery. That one. I got it. President of the United States. That young lady right there. President of the United States. I know she can do that. Right there is the
first
next
woman president.
Yeah. Next Taylor Swift. Look at Ariana Grande running around my living room. Do I see some Beyonce in you? What's going on there? There, let me videotape you for the 3,000th time today so that we can remember. So that when VH1 comes with a behind the music request, we have all this video B-roll we can send them.
Yes.
You know, and the truth is that that's not going to happen. And you have to realize at some point as a parent that those expectations are sowing the seeds of your own disappointment. That's just it.
I'm picturing your parents.
My
parents also, too, when they saw that I was following Wives for Panic around the country. Yeah. I think they had to kind of like notch down.
I got to get some cocaine.
I got to notch down.
That would be crazy.
With whatever dreams they had for me.
Yes.
I was young.
Yes. I just want my dad to say he's proud of me.
Yes.
And finally, this old life, and I'm sure a lot of people have this same story about their parents if they're of similar age. That, you know, parents back in the 80s and 90s and maybe even the late 70s, they were just cut from a different cloth, mm-hmm. right? And so many
didn't
of you
show
may,
emotion quite
yeah,
the same
maybe
way.
Some of you have a similar fatherly experience where it was just hard for them to say it because they never heard it from their fathers, and so it was
correct.
Hard for them to say. That's for the mother to do. She's the soft and lovely one.
Yes.
I'm the one who has discipline. Leave me alone. I go to work every day. But my father was a very loving father. He cared about me, but it wasn't in his vocabulary. So when he finally said, I'm proud of you, and it was about the commercial break, I knew he was lying to me. Prove it. Because I also said this on the commercial break.
I gotta get some cocaine. Driving me crazy.
I mean, honestly.
Well,
like,
I think like any good father, he didn't listen.
No, he didn't listen.
Just,
he's
you're
never
making,
heard that
you're able to support your family.
No, he loves it. He loves the commercial break, actually. He listens to it all the time. He thinks it's wonderful. I think he's waiting for me to come up with a voice for him, but I'm not going to do that because I'm still scared of my father at this age. I'm still scared of my dad. I find it easier to do that with my mom. But my mom she has got a good sense of humor.
She does.
I think. But if my child comes to me and says, porn star?
You're going to have to take a minute.
I'm going to have to take a couple days to wrap my head
around
that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not that. Okay. All right. You
then
know,
you have to just be, does it make them happy? Are they being safe?
Are they being safe? I think is the part that concerns me the most. Are
safe not only with the sex, but with stalkers or people in the business.
Yes.
You know, that might try and screw them up. Although if you know that that's Steven Spielberg's daughter. Probably not going to fuck around.
No, you're likely not going to. And Steven is likely.
He probably likely already has a plant. Yeah. Like,
yes.
Somebody
that's what I was just going to say.
He's a cameraman.
He's got a cameraman. He's got my kid's cousin walking around stalking everybody because he can't be heard. He just shows up.
Right.
Hi.
Right.
Hi. He's trying to take a dump. Hi.
he's got Nate Dog.
Yeah. This is a reality of being a parent, is that you want your children to be happy. You want them to be safe. You want them to be respected.
Self-supporting.
Yeah. Self-supporting. So, you know, some of those porn stars make good money. I'll probably get over it in a few minutes once they say, I can upgrade your home at the Villages.
Right.
I'll be like, sweet.
I got to get some cocaine. Driving me crazy.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
That's the time to go back to cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, that's what's happening down at the Villages anyway. They have a huge drug and sex problem.
Yeah,
there.
They're doing mushrooms and acid and,
ketamine. And I read about some, they had like ayahuasca like retreats down at the Villages.
Good for them.
And I'm like, if you're 70 something years old or even 80 something years old and you are experiencing DMT or ayahuasca for the very first fucking time, I'm nervous that someone's having a heart attack right there. And that's why when I did ayahuasca, there was a paramedic in the room.
Yeah.
And that paramedic was not there to partake. He was there to keep an eye on everybody.
Sure.
Just to make us feel safe. I don't think there's, you know, prepared properly, I don't think there's a whole lot of inherent danger, but I'm sure that there's some danger in it. But, you know, down at the villages, these people are going fucking bananas. They're finding their lot in life so late in life. And part of me loves it, and then part of me is a little concerned for what's going on down there at the villages.
Well, like, I mean, you don't know how many of the people down at the villages have porn star children that have upgraded them.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't
know. So they're all very open and accepting.
Well, listen, it's 2023. Probably quite a few of them have porn star children. Yeah. I mean, it's just something that is part and parcel of life, as it should be. We shouldn't shy away from sex, and we shouldn't shy away from the conversation, and we probably shouldn't shy away from, you know, sharing sexual experiences. And I understand that, you know, porn is just a part of life. It's the reason we have the fucking internet, Chrissy. All technological advances happen because of sex. Prove me wrong. Prove it.
Prove it.
Prove it wrong. Give me an invention and I'll tell you why it's connected
no,
back to sex.
No, we've gone down that road before.
I know, but give me an invention. Give me an invention. Cell phones, sex. Someone wanted to get laid. They needed to call somebody immediately. Oh, look. Oh, hey. Hold on. I think I've got something here.
Oh.
Okay. So we're gonna completely go off the rails now. For the last number of episodes, Chrissy and I have been experiencing these emojis that are popping up on the video feed, and we cannot for the life of us figure out where, why, or when these happen. But I think I might have just figured something out.
What, your hand gesture?
My hand gesture. Hello? Okay, a thumbs up just pointed. A thumbs up just came on the screen. This is so weird, Chrissy. This is so weird. This
Somebody
is so
likes
strange.
What we're talking about.
Somebody likes that we're talking about them, or they're, or we're just really getting fucked with.
I think it's on.
Papa Joe.
Papa Joe might be in there. Thumbs up, guys.
Hey, thumbs up, guys. Or
it's more talk of the porn.
Or have we talked so much shit about Teresa Caputo that it's now coming back to bite us in the ass?
It could be, but it's not. They're very happy emojis that are popping up. Balloons, thumbs ups, encouragements.
Yeah, there's lots of encouragements going on. Yeah. How did we get the balloon one to come on?
I don't know. I like that balloon one.
I don't think this has anything to do with that. I just think we have some random bullshit stuck on the screen and we don't know how to get rid of it. Yeah. You know, somebody...
I need to reboot.
If somebody knows about this, OBS showing balloons and thumbs up emojis in the middle of the video, if you know about why this is happening, could you please text me and let me know? I certainly would appreciate it. Last episode, we were talking about this experience I had at a semi-social, semi-work dinner where someone started counting the gyoza that we had and sharing that we had to split the amount of gyoza that we had. In other words, we got an appetizer that was five pieces of gyoza on there. I had two, everybody else had one. And when it's so crazy to even say this.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I've never had that happen.
No, I've never had it happen either.
No.
I mean, I've had people say, well, I had drinks, so I'll pay for more.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I had more, so I'll pay for more.
That's
but
right.
I've never seen you had more, so you're paying for more.
I've never had
and
anybody
say
that.
And it was one dumpling.
That. Yeah, one steamed fucking dumpling. Probably worth
$1.06. Not a full other meal.
No.
It was just a dumpling.
But if the guy could have, I bet he would have counted French fries or something like that. I mean, it made me think of this person in a totally different way. And I'm sorry, but I'll never go back to the other way that I was thinking about him. He's just a cheap shithead at this point, because that was a terrible thing to do. And I think most people would agree with me. I hope most people would agree with me. But I know that there are people that won't agree with me, Chrissy. And those people are the world's most extreme cheapskates. Now, we've done one or two of these videos before.
Yes, we have.
But when I thought about this story and we talked about it on the last episode.
We're going back there because these things kind of gross me out because they're reusing cloths for butts. And
prove it! Prove it!
You're about to prove it.
I am about to prove it. So, Chrissy, let's take a short break and then we'll get to trolling on the internet. What do you think?
As you do.
As I do. Okay, we'll be right back after this short break.
Okay, podcast besties, time for one more quick break, and then it's back to the drama. Check out tcbpodcast.com for all of our episodes and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited video episodes. Find us on Instagram @thecommercialbreak and on TikTok @tcbpodcast. And of course, if you want to get in touch with us, which, like, of course you do, leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3 or text us at 855-TCB-8383. Now, let's listen to some sponsors and get this show going.
This episode is sponsored in part by Regain, couples therapy by BetterHelp. So you've been dating someone for a little while, maybe you've been in a relationship for a year or two, and you're starting to hit some of those rough patches, those bumps and bruises, miscommunications. We've all been there, I've been there, and sometimes we're not equipped to handle those miscommunications, those little bumps and bruises. It's difficult to see the forest through the trees, even with someone we really care about. It's 2023. There's no shame in therapy. As a matter of fact, I've used couples therapy to help me communicate more effectively and deepen my relationships. And here is the crazy part, at least from my perspective. Relationship therapy has actually been just as effective when everything is great in my relationship, and it certainly has helped when things aren't so great in the relationship. An experienced and licensed therapist can help you walk through those rough patches and give both you and your partner some clarity. I swear by therapy, and couples therapy is no different. And BetterHelp, the leading online therapy brand, now has Regain Couples Therapy. It's online, you can do it on your own time, your own schedule, in your own way, from your own home or wherever. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and then you get matched to a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for free. Some of the best relationship advice I've ever heard was go to couples therapy. Because the best relationships are worth fighting for, try something new in therapy. Visit regain.com/BTY today to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/BTY, as in best to you. regain.com/BTY. Have a licensed therapist help you work through some of the rough spots. Regain.com/BTY. And thanks to Regain Couples Therapy from BetterHelp for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
All right, we're back from break, and I was scrolling on the internet, Chrissy.
As you do.
As I do like to do, and I found a accoutrement to my story about counting gyoza, and I found some other people who probably would count gyoza at a dinner. I know these gross you out, so be prepared, because this one is no fucking different. Well, here we go. World's most extreme cheapskates. You got two kids playing in a plastic pool, like a blow-up pool, and then here come the parents. Oh, no. They are putting dish soap and dishes, dirty dishes, inside of the kids' pool where they are playing.
Kids, you done? You done playing, kids? All right, time to wash the dishes.
Yay, kids, come on over here. We're going to wash the laundry, the dog. Come on over here. Daddy's going to take a dump in your pool. You kids go fishing for the shit.
Water saving.
We're going shit fishing. Shit fishing.
I can see myself in the plate.
I'm Melanie O'Brien.
And I'm Sean O'Brien.
And we count gyoza.
Oh my God.
We're gyoza counters. You spit out your drink. Oh, God. I'm sorry about that.
Because cheapest family.
We're proud.
Making it rain.
In the summertime, when the kids are playing outside in the pool, we can utilize that afterwards to help clean our dishes. We save money on the water bill. We save money on the
You know, we better be careful as a race, or this is what we're going to be doing here, taking baths and washing our dishes in the same water.
Trick bill. Are we going to become millionaires off of it?
She actually took the bottom rack out of the dishwasher and now has it in her backyard. They're cleaning the plates in the water they just swam in, which, by the way, is not cleaning a plate. It's putting your child's pee-pee poo-poo all over the plate.
Well, he seemed to be liberal with the dish soap, though.
Pee-pee poo-poo, da-da-doo-doo, it's me. Hey, how are you? It's me, Baby Dante. Just letting you know that I took a hot shit in the Walmart blow-up pool that you got for free from the neighbors. And so, when you're washing the dishes, I leave a little extra surprise for you. Thanks, Mommy and Daddy. Pee pee poo poo.
Not per se, but it's going to help us to be able to allocate that money towards a better purpose.
See? Fun and work.
What is a better purpose than cleaning your dishes and making sure that your family doesn't get fucking, like, typhoid fever or something? I mean, honestly.
They're building up their immune system.
Astrid and I are way too germophobic for this.
Who wants bacon?
I do.
Sean and I agree that...
Okay, I'm going to go kill the next door neighbor's pig. I'll be right back.
If we don't have to buy anything new, then we won't. And we'll make use with what we have. That's our lifestyle.
That is... bacon.
That is bacon. I thought it was gyozas at first.
I thought it was too, actually. I was about to say that is gyoza, and then I realized it was bacon.
It's just curled up.
She's cooking bacon, but in a pan that has no handle. Do you notice that?
Ooh, no.
It has no handle.
No handle. Mm-hmm.
Our pots and pans broke. The handles broke off, and instead of going out and buying brand new pots and pans...
I have a fifth degree burn on my hand.
God.
I have my children grab it. They have fresh skin, fresh baby skin. It regenerates after a while.
Sean made this wrench that doubles as a handle.
Sean did not make that wrench. Somebody else made that wrench. Don't lie.
Yeah.
Prove it.
And the duct tape protects my hands from burning. All right, kids, bacon's ready.
Oh my God, that's so incredibly dangerous.
I know. You can't hold on to the pan with a wrench.
She's picking it up with a wrench, like a plumber's, an adjustable plumber's wrench. Yeah. She's picking it up and she's bringing it to the table where her young children are sitting with
hot grease.
Hot grease. You know what an ordeal it is when we start cooking bacon in my house? I literally had to put police tape out to keep my children away.
Everybody starts, swarming.
Yes, everybody. Well, not only do people start swarming, but it's highly dangerous.
Well, yeah, there's that
it's
too.
Popping oil, hot oil everywhere. And my kids, they want to stand right next to the oven. This is so dumb.
It's been more than 10 years since Sean and Melanie have made any significant improvements to their home. A sacrifice they claim has saved them over $30,000.
I love how the announcer's being a smartass.
Yeah,
a sacrifice they claim.
This is where we spend most of our time, in the living room. As you can see, we've got very sparse furniture.
Sparse furniture. You have a lawn chair in your living room.
That's sad.
Yeah, the kids, I realize kids will have fun with whatever.
You can get a cheap sofa.
Chrissy. They can have my sofa. Yeah. I give it to them.
I know you don't have to have a plastic lawn chair.
No, I don't have a plastic lawn chair.
It looks like they splurged on the ottoman. Yeah. That looks like a leather ottoman.
I guarantee they did not buy that ottoman.
Living room furniture can cost up to $10,000, $20,000, depending on what kind you're buying.
But you don't have to spend that much money on living room furniture. Go to fucking whatever that place is.
Yeah.
What is that place? I used to buy furniture there all the time. Rooms to Go?
Yeah, Rooms to Go, the dump.
They give you furniture.
How about a Salvation Army?
Salvation Army?
Habitat for Humanity?
Rooms to Go gives you basically free furniture for 3 years. You don't have to pay any payments or interest or whatever it is for 3 years. I mean, take advantage of that. And it's only like $600 for a couch either. Won't last the 5 years, but at least you'll have some furniture there for a while.
It costs maybe $50. A few months ago, our shower head broke and Sean came up with a great way to fix it. For the price of a soda bottle, he rigged it up to the shower head and just...
What?
She put an empty 2-liter soda bottle over the pipe that comes out of the wall, and they cut holes in the bottom of it. Chrissy, this is too much.
I don't even know why they did that. The water's still just going to run.
Do you realize you can buy a shower head for like $7 at Walmart?
This is crazy.
This is crazy.
Poked holes in there, and now we have a brand new shower head.
You don't have a brand new shower head at all.
This kind of is an eyesore, but it works, and I appreciate it. Some people might think our behavior is over the top, but...
Extreme,
as if. Prove it.
Meanwhile, they've got tchotchkes in the back there. Look at those little stars.
Yeah, those little stars.
On the wall. They've got a big house. They've
huge
got
house.
Stuff all over the place.
She's wearing a nice necklace. He's got a good haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they're presentable, at least. Unlike that one lady we watched. What was she doing? She was having everybody take
awful.
A bath in the same water for two
Oof.
Weeks.
Oof.
I think it all depends on the person's perspective.
For the past several years, the O'Briens have contemplated moving into a larger space. But selling their current home would require them to make renovations they've avoided for the past decade.
Our realtor is going to come over and give us an assessment.
He's in for a surprise.
That is the
no staging here.
Yeah. That realtor looks, he came from a different planet.
He did. He had the wraparound sunglasses.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah.
And evaluate what we need to do before we actually put our house on the market.
Here's the yard.
Okay.
Okay.
Well. I mean, they have a big playhouse.
Yeah, they got a backyard with nice grass.
Watch your step, apparently.
Yeah.
Our fence is a little piecemealed together, so I just replace the boards as they come. Leans a little, but it's sturdy.
It's sturdy, keeps the neighbors out, keeps the kids in, you know, keeps them from looking at our bathtub here in the middle of the
dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
Our dishwasher pool.
Our hot dishwasher here in the middle of the yard.
I have to repaint the fence. I mean, if not replaced.
Ooh, it's how much?
Oh, I don't know about all that. Yeah, I don't know. Now you're not talking my language anymore. I thought we were on the same page here, bud. You're going to get the max amount of money you can for this house, and I'm going to do the least amount of work. That's the O'Brien way.
It's take it or leave it.
That's the O'Brien
as
way.
As you see it.
As
seen on nowhere.
Around $1,800.
The fence in the back.
First of all, where do you get a fence replaced for $1,800? Because I want to talk to that guy.
I know.
Yeah.
Card is definitely eclectic.
The colors look like a marble cake that you would get at a bakery. It brings character to the neighborhood.
And the kickboard.
It brings character to the neighborhood.
I know the neighbors don't think that, but.
Our car with no doors brings character to the neighborhood.
It's eclectic.
Look, we bought this Honda with no hood from Brian Green.
At the bottom, that's probably holding the whole fence together. It's not even in the right place. It needs to be a little bit closer to the bottom.
I'm not adverse to making some changes, but everything has to be taken consideration with budgets and cost. This is our main living room.
Here's our beanbag.
It looks lawn chair. It looks more like a dark torture chamber. Here's our beanbag chair. It's not really a beanbag. It's just an old pillow we put in the corner.
There's some styrofoam in there.
I know.
Number one, no furniture. This won't work. You've got to stage this room.
Stage how?
Or just get everything out.
Yeah. Stage how? Yeah. Or just move out.
Yeah. You're gonna have to move
go live
out.
In the backyard. Yeah. You got a nice playhouse back there. I'm sure you guys will do. Pond, pool. Pond probably be good for you.
Beanbag, an ottoman. I mean, you've got to have furniture here. Period. The actual living
what?
Room.
And
what? Prove it. Prove it.
Who mean you gotta have furniture?
You gotta have furniture? Look at her face. She's like, huh? Say what?
House is very important because that's where the majority of all the family time happens. They didn't even have a TV or any furniture at all.
I've seen houses online that don't have any furniture.
But those are new.
Right.
Oh. Well.
You're gonna have to just get out.
Why'd you have to bring that up?
Either you buy new furniture and spend their money there, or you go
get
into
out
a hotel.
Altogether. That's right. That's what you do.
Always.
The majority of them are new. Well, I'll tell you this too. I mean, none of these homes that are selling has carpet like this. The stains, the burn marks.
The burn marks? What are you guys doing in that house?
Oh, that was left over from the crack dealers that lived here
the
before.
The stain, the crack pipes, the adult-sized feces in the corner. You know, no one's going to buy a house like this.
I honestly don't feel like a buyer would even put an offer in with carpet like this.
Okay.
I mean, that's got to be changed. I gave the O'Briens the best professional advice I could give them, but honestly, I don't think they're going to take it.
No, of course they're not. They're not here.
Why
do
they just do buy for sale by owner?
Yeah, and then you could get 50% less than you normally would.
Yeah.
We would love to replace the carpet completely. We don't want to spend a whole lot of money on the upgrade, but we really want to sell the house. We're very motivated to sell.
Joe, Sean O'Brien.
Good to meet you, sir.
Hey, Joe. This is
my wife,
Melanie.
Good to
nice
meet you,
to meet
Melanie.
You.
So, looking at 1,000
square feet. What do you have that's been discontinued?
What's that?
What do you have that's been discontinued?
Yeah. What do you have that doesn't cost
trash.
Us any money? That's
yeah.
right.
What's in your trash?
In something like this piece of carpet here, we'd probably be looking at about a $4,000 budget.
Sorry, we gotta go. Someone just died in the family.
What literally is the cheapest that you could help
bare
me out with.
Bones.
We could get into some carpet in this range here. It's a little more cost-effective system. And we would be looking at a budget closer.
Cost-effective system. A carpet is not a system. It's just carpet. I love when people try and make things
they
sound.
They should just rip up all the carpet, have it be
hardwood.
Hardwood floors.
Two by fours.
They can just pour some like oil on it. Like
two by fours. Yes.
Whatever that oil, what's that, like wood oil?
Yeah, the glossy
Murphy's oil.
And that costs money too. Just have the kids piss on it. I'll send Blue over. She'll make that wood change a different color.
In 1 week.
Yeah. In 1 week, it'll be that beautiful dark glow you're looking for. That
beautiful pea yellow.
It'll smell better than your dishes, at least.
Around $1,800 to $2,000.
I mean, all right. So what I'm really just kind of looking for...
is zero cost.
$0. Can we just take 30 samples home with us? We'll stitch them together.
Right. Absolutely. We're looking for free.
Oh my God. I had a friend one time. He lost one of his hardwood floor. He got it put in, and like a year later, something happened. He damaged it. He was dragging something across the floor and he damaged a big piece of the hardwood floor. So he went and asked for a sample board
and put that there.
And they gave it to him and he gave him a fake phone number and told him he'd call him back in a few days. And he put it there.
Oh, no.
A burnt stain here, maybe some wax on the floor there type of thing.
Some red
wax
wine there.
On the floor and burn stains.
Burn stains here.
What were they doing?
Wax there. Oh,
they're so cheap. You can't tell me they're buying candles.
It's hot nipple night here at the O'Brien's house. Wax all over the floor. What are you guys doing?
Yeah. Is it unheard of to patch up carpet?
It's not unheard of.
It's not unheard of.
But
it'll be multicolored.
Upon.
Yeah. Generally, we don't tell people to take a 30-year-old carpet and put a brand new piece of carpet in the middle of it. But, you know, whatever. Teach their own. Yeah, look at his face. He's like, oh, is it Taco Tuesday? I got to get out of here. That guy looks like he puts away some tacos.
I mean...
I got to tell you, it really is unheard of. I've never heard such thing.
I definitely don't want it to be horrific, but is there a way to get...
As a professional carpet sales guy, I've never heard of such a situation.
I mean, the way that I'm thinking is you cut it. Cut it out.
Yeah.
So that way there's not the...
Cut it out.
Cut it. Cut the fern.
Full house, that little girl used to say, cut it out.
Something like this?
Literally that?
Yeah.
Size and that?
Yeah, maybe about 10 would be good.
He's really going to patch his carpet together.
With the carpet squares.
Oh, my God. His carpet's going to look like that hobo outfit my mom put together for Halloween.
Sure, that would definitely be a first. We can take a look.
Okay.
Let's take a look and see what we can work out. Sure.
Let's see if we've seen 10 sample squares.
Let's see if I can rip you off with these sample squares. Hey, Bob. Put together 10 pieces of shitty sample carpet. Let's charge this guy $1,000.
Types of customers over the years in our business. I've never had anyone ask me for samples. All right, here's our sample room. You guys can take a look around, see if you find anything you think will work.
Why is that music?
That's when the O'Briens decided to make a porn movie to make extra money for the sample squares.
I want to find something that matches as best as possible. What do you think? Same?
Yeah, that one on top's better. See if you can find more like that.
All right, I got it.
See if you can find more in a similar color our carpet.
This is crazy.
This just got me when I saw it. I was like, oh my God, these people are really going to stitch this together. They're going to stitch carpet together so they can make money selling their house.
But they were getting close, Jim.
Think you got it, huh?
Okay, actually, let's see. I'm thinking more this, that.
Nothing like a patchwork carpet to sell the house.
Guys,
that's going to look so bad.
So stupid.
This is just for TV.
It must be.
I mean, this is that way.
If you, what you are not seeing if you're listening to the show is that they have literally picked 20 squares of 20 different types of carpet.
I mean, it's like a 10 by 10.
Yes.
10 centimeter.
So strange.
10 inch by 10 inch squares.
I think this is going to be the closest we'll be able to make it match. So, Joe, What do you think?
What's it going to take me to get me out of here?
What's it going to take to get you out of here with 12 multicolored carpet samples today? What's it going to get to put you into a marble cake patchwork of multicolored carpet samples?
Guys, I don't know. How about
20?
We'll do $20.
Hey, oh, 20.
Just get out of here.
Yeah.
Take them, get out.
He's like, that's a case of beer. I get these for free from the manufacturer. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Just get out.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
You just saved us $20.
Bag we could put it in.
The hell of a day for a carpet man today.
Sean and Melanie were advised to replace the carpeting and refurnish their living room before showing their home.
Hey!
With the help of their neighbor, they're hoping to stage the area for free.
Oh, no, they're not going to ask the neighbors to borrow the furniture, are they?
Oh, my God.
Would you let your neighbors borrow furniture?
No.
No.
No, no.
Of course, you lent us furniture one time, too.
I did.
Destroyed it.
I did.
It was outdoor furniture, but yeah.
I did, and you did.
I did, yeah.
We had a quick favor we wanted to ask of you. Could we borrow your furniture for the open house?
You know how our living room looks now, and okay. You're so close by, and you've got such great furniture. We'd just really love to use yours, if you don't mind.
That is the most ridiculous thing.
We've got wax stains and burns on our carpet, but we would really love it if you let us use your furniture.
Our children keep dropping their hot crack pipes all over the carpet. You know how it goes. You know, you've seen our living room.
Yeah.
You've been a part of our sex parties. There's jizz and shit all over the place.
You know how it looks.
You know how it looks.
Can't we just borrow your pristine furniture?
We promise we'll bring it back. You live so close. Do you mind walking it over there for us?
We've seen you naked.
Yeah. We've got pictures, basically, is what we're trying to say.
Well, we do spend money on his cameras.
Oh, yes. Oh, my.
You're thinking, yeah, I was thinking the couch, the nice coffee table.
The nice coffee table, that's a treasure chest.
We were thinking all of this.
Yeah. You might be taking your flat screen TV.
We're thinking all of it.
By the way, it looks like the neighbor doesn't spend any money on their furniture either. What's up with this neighborhood?
All right.
Oh,
I'm trusting in you.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh my God, Mark's gonna kill me.
You got it. No more to your left.
And we'll go ahead and take it now.
Honey? Yeah, we'll go ahead and take it right now. The open house is right now. Honey, where the fuck did our furniture go?
Remember that one night we took DMT and decided to have sex with the neighbors? Yeah, they got video.
They asked for our furniture.
They took it. It'll be back in a couple months.
Stop for a minute.
Of course. Ow. Go at your pace. 1, 2, 3.
Oh my God, he is cutting out. He is cutting up the rug so he can patch it. What a shithead.
Rather than hire professionals to replace their entire carpet, Sean tacks down their $2.
And what a great...
This is real man's work.
Aye, O'Brien. Aye, O'Brien. He can't even cut the carpet straight. This is terrible.
Samples himself.
All right. Honey!
Well, it looked...
Honey, come look at what I did. I made it look worse than it was before.
I know, it looks so bad.
It's terrible. He's only got one shoe on. Do they only pay for one shoe?
He does only have one shoe on.
He's only got one shoe on. He went in and made a deal. You got any extra shoes laying around?
Sample shoes.
You know how people come in and they like to buy one shoe? Do you have any extra shoes?
It's pretty, like, much even, but the carpet is totally different color. You did a great job, but it just doesn't match.
Right. We knew it wasn't going to 100% match.
Dirty it up.
Sounds like a conversation that happens frequently here at my house. Yeah, it looks great. You fucked it all up, but it looks wonderful.
We are so excited now that we made these changes. It's good. Center it with the
carpet. Are you really excited about your multicolored carpet?
Perfect. And we cannot wait for people to come in and see our house. Honey, is this straight?
Yes.
That is a picture frame with Christmas wrapping, Chrissy. Mm. With Christmas wrapping. Look at that.
A little DIY trick.
Yeah. I do it all the time. When I hey, kids, don't rip the paper. That's going to be our carpet next year.
Exactly.
Yes. I think it's going to be great.
I'm excited about it. Five.
Nope. To avoid the realtor.
Here come the people for the open house.
Sean and Melanie placed an ad online and are attempting to host the open house themselves.
When we first walked in, I noticed
the
little
smell.
Details.
I noticed the dishwasher / blow-up pool in the kitchen.
It was patched.
Yeah, like a quilt.
Different types, like a quilt. Different types of carpet. So if those are the things that are showing, what are we not seeing?
The sex dungeon.
What you're not seeing is my Bitcoin mining operation downstairs. Space. Yes, the crawl space. Where I keep all the dead people. And carpet samples. Mainly carpet samples.
Look at that. The handle's broke.
People who are different are always going to be called weird because I do it in a different way than somebody else.
You're going to do this every time you go to the bathroom?
They bought a bunch of wrenches.
Yeah,
they're using a wrench for everything.
If you bought a $12 wrench,
going to the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, come on, guys. If you bought a $12 wrench, can't you buy a new toilet seat handle? I just replaced my entire guts of the inside of my toilet for $40.
The good news is we're in Texas and Dallas. We're in a good market.
Me, it was Daddy.
Yeah, the water spraying everywhere. Yes. It was a whole thing. By the way, that toilet's broke again. Again.
No.
Yes, I'm just going to get... But guess what I'm going to do? Get a new fucking toilet. I'm not bothering with wrenches around here.
Somebody out there that's going to look at it and say, I like it.
Nice to meet you guys. Have a great night.
I think the happiness...
So you guys want to come over for dinner tomorrow and bring dinner?
Last longer.
The house has good bones.
It's got good bones. It looks bad, but it just needs a little sprucing up and tearing down.
Got good neighbors. Hey, this neighborhood.
Yeah.
They're willing to lend you.
Listen, little secret, best neighbors we've ever had. They fuck like racehorses and they can borrow your furniture.
Yeah.
You know that you've really tried to save and spend your money well in a quality way.
We appreciate it, but we're going to keep looking.
The newer something is, the quicker it gets old.
It's true.
What?
The newer something is, the quicker that it gets old. Well, that's one I'll put down.
Confucius
write that down,
say.
Chris. Confucius say. The older I am, the higher the number in my age. Oh,
whoa.
Nelly! Prove it! You can't prove
it.
Prove it.
Oh, my God.
Prove it. Oh, we've seen some silly shit on this podcast in the years of this podcast, but none quite as silly as handling hot bacon with a old plumber's wrench.
Yeah, that just seemed dangerous.
Or stitching together your carpet like a patchwork quilt. Oh my God, so
I
silly.
I take offense more to the way she was cooking the bacon because I love bacon.
I love bacon too.
And I take offense more to the way she was cooking it because
why?
It was all curled up.
Oh yeah, you gotta lay
flat?
It out flat.
No.
Yeah, but they probably don't have refrigeration, so it probably came curled. Okay. They're probably eating tail bacon. You know, they just slice off the
tail.
Tail bacon.
Pigtail.
Pigtail. All right, TCB. Oh, I just want to remind everybody, 4 episodes a week. You asked for it, not really, but we're giving it to you.
We want more.
We want more. We want more patchwork carpet. TCB podcast. So 4 days a week. Please download, subscribe, follow so that you get every new episode.
Do all the things.
We would appreciate it. That's the way that we keep the lights on here at the studio. And we, you know,
we got 2 big ones.
We got
too.
2 big ones and they cost more money now. So we're cheap. I borrowed those from the neighbor.
It was part of the sex party.
I took them out of their sex dungeon and I brought them to my sex dungeon. Uh-huh. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more about Chrissy and I. All the audio, all the video, the entire library is right there. One location. You can also get your free Piggy Fronting sticker. It's the number 5 in our series. Go to the Contact Us button. Hit the drop-down menu. Say you want your sticker. Give us your address and we'll send it out the door. You know, 7 to 10 days, people usually get them. We don't pay for postage, so we're sending my children there directly to you. They need a workout. 626 ask TCB the number 3. That's 66626 ask TCB 3 questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. Leave a voicemail and you could be on the commercial break. Be mindful of what you leave on that voicemail because if I run it, I don't know what you want or not want said on air. youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Fully edited episodes. Please subscribe. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think that was enough.
I think that's plenty. But I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I must say, we do say, and we always say,
goodbye.
Take a dick and keep on licking.